Good afternoon, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's about 12:15. It's Friday, and it's another fucking beautiful day. Another blue sky. A little bit warmer, actually. It feels a tad warmer, although it was quite icy this morning, quite frosty. And there's still a bit of frost around, where the sun hasn't quite got to it yet. But it's an absolute beaut. Not that many people in the park. It's a man playing tennis. It's quite unusual. Playing tennis on his own. That's not much fun, is it, playing tennis on your own? But hey, there he is. And Wimbledon's not even on. So yeah, a few people about, the odd dog walker, quite quiet actually, it's one of those very peaceful days, very little, there's barely a breeze, I would say, today, barely a breeze. Not sure what I'm going to be talking about today, and that's kind of the idea. I think I really do want to get out of the hospitality game as soon as possible. But it's sort of serving a purpose for now. I don't know if I want to go and start another job somewhere else, because I want to be doing something that is more, I don't know, intellectually challenging rather than just physically challenging. And going to say emotionally challenging. It's not really emotionally challenging for me, it's just I'm surrounded by people who are emotionally challenged. I'm surrounded by people, children in grown-up bodies, apart from the very young one who is actually still a child. It's the one I get on with best, probably. Because she is her age. Whereas all the others aren't. Got a chef who's an angry 6-year-old boy. I was going to say in a man's body, but there's nothing actually manly about him. Don't know, just surrounded by people who are craving for some kind of validation, which they're never going to get from other people. Especially if they're a complete cock, like he is. You know, I did sort of start off thinking maybe I can help him see through his own bullshit. But I've got to a point where now he's too much of a cock. I don't want to. He doesn't deserve it. So I imagine the offensive has already started. The chef slagging everyone off to the new manager. Anyway, I'm not looking forward to work. I'd never look forward to it anymore. It's always a drag. You know, just getting myself ready and dragging myself there and dragging myself around all day. It's time to move on, but it's also time to move on at the right time. Well, he's serving from the other end now, to no one in particular. I say no one in particular, to no one, full stop. Doesn't have that many balls, so he's obviously practicing his serving. Looks like he's got kind of like 4 or 5 balls. Wonder if he's any good at tennis. I'd say no, based on that. But hey, he's out there doing the work, isn't he? Doing the practice. That's what it's all about. Fair play to him. I shouldn't be critical of his tennis. I should be saying fair play to you, man, for getting out there and practicing your tennis. Well, he completely missed the ball then. He completely missed the ball. Is he even playing tennis if he's not hitting the ball? Oh, he's missed it again. completely missed it. He threw it up in the air, completely missed it. Ah, there we go. That was a good one. That was a good one. Well done, that man. I don't know what's going on with me today. Went out and bought some chicken this morning. Went to Iceland. The shop, not the country. Got some chicken. Bought some Worcestershire sauce, as the Americans say. And some vinegar, actually. And some pita breads. Do like a pita bread. A toasted pita bread and some chicken. Some spices and stuff in it. I'm adding lots of veggies to my chicken now. Peppers, spring onions. I may have said all this before, but hey. Peppers, spring onions, and carrot. All raw. Which has added a new dimension. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. It's slightly more effort. Because I can't just get it all done and put them in the freezer and they're ready to eat. So I have to keep some fresh stuff on hand. But that's okay. There's a shop just down the road. It's no biggie, really. But it's transformed my enjoyment of what was otherwise becoming quite depressing chicken. Just in, it's the same flavour every day. So it's nice to have a sense of health going with it. Some crunchy vegetables. He missed the ball again. He's missing the ball a lot. Maybe I should go and coach him a bit on his tennis. Don't know anything about tennis. Well, I do know something about tennis. I don't know that I know enough to actually be able to coach someone in the practicalities of tennis. Probably help him get his head around it a bit more. What I would suggest is go and watch loads of people who are good at tennis playing tennis. Do that. Do that first. And then, kind of like by osmosis, you'll probably get a bit better at tennis. If you can take on a bit of kind of their way of being, you know. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. This is a waffly old episode. But yes, I think old Dave is in for some change quite soon. I can sense something's coming that may actually not force my hand, but cause me to decide to make, I wouldn't even say a rash decision, but a decision to almost put myself in a place where I need to go and do something else. Maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe it's become too comfortable working in the pub and just getting on with that and finding it relatively easy now, apart from all the drama. But certainly I'd like to work with some grown-ups now. I'm fed up working with children. It's really quite exhausting. And I feel that it's kind of the beginning of the end anyway. Bloody hygiene rating of 2. Jesus. That's a shocker. Anyway, I'm going now. Catch you all next time. Namaste.